Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
A lot of talk about the space flight that happened yesterday.
Doesn't seem to be a lot of support for the girl power.
No. Very, very little support. It's, I was watching this video yesterday of Gayle King. Did this happen yesterday or on Monday? When was this flight? It was Monday, wasn't it?
Monday.
Okay, so we were talking
Monday
about it yesterday.
Monday morning early, yeah.
Because I was going to say, yesterday I was watching like the late night shows and I saw some video footage of Gayle King coming in there. I guess they were all ringing a bell as they got on this thing. Like, I don't know what that's about, but as they pass in, everybody looks pretty happy. Like these people are ready to go on their space journey. Gayle King looks like she's going to yak. Like she looks really, she's sort of like half-heartedly waving. Okay, there's the bell and I'm doing this. I think that they say that Oprah put a lot of pressure on her to do this. They're really good friends. And Oprah was like, you have this opportunity. You've got to go do it. And so she forced herself to do it because Oprah said so.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever Oprah says goes. She says, you know, Gayle, you don't want to not go on this. You'll have FOMO. But it looked like she was about to have projectile vomito. And she's ringing the bell. But she did fine. It was great. But she got down and kissed the ground. The minute she got off that thing, she went, I thought she was getting down to barf. But no.
I wonder, because I don't dislike Katy Perry.
Yeah.
But man, that lady seems to have, she's just the on the outside right now and can't seem to win. Like she got that last album because of who she worked with as a producer, and then the shows. I don't know if the shows are selling or what. She's a hit machine. Like if you look it up, she's got a million hits.
She does. There were a lot of people had a lot of different opinions. We're actually going to hear a couple of people's thoughts on this thing. Because why not? I think it's great. Yay. Six women went up into space and it's wonderful. I'm all for space exploration. I would love to get into the giant personal massager that is the Blue Origin rocket. It's hot and everything. And, I'm for it.
Okay.
It was a gratuitous. Sure. They didn't need to go up there. They didn't do any experiments while they were up there. That was purely a space tourism thing.
Yeah, I thought that was the whole point, is space tourism.
Right.
That's what that thing's going to do.
And there's not really anything wrong with it. Is it a blatant waste of money? Maybe, but it's not your money. So, I don't know. I don't understand why people are so mad. And so maybe, so getting back to Katy Perry, people were pissed because they felt like she turned the whole thing into a promotional thing for herself, which, well, yeah. Like she had a little butterfly thing that had her set list for her upcoming concerts on it. And then she's holding that up to whatever camera's in there and she lets it go like it's a butterfly, flies away because they're weightless. And
oh, that's so cute.
Isn't
I didn't
that adorable?
See that. Yeah.
So And then she holds up a daisy because her daughter's name's Daisy. Like, there she is in space, and she's thinking about her little girl.
Her pockets full, did she?
Apparently. She pulled out all these things, you know.
And it looked like she spent most of the time looking at the camera, not out the windows, though.
That's
like,
what people were saying. Yeah. But
oh, really?
That's another, just one of the things. But here's the thing. You're only up there for a few minutes, and she's weightless. So now she's trying to get video images of herself weightless, I guess. You do whatever you want.
You have to look at anything. That's for concert footage, man.
Sure, there she is.
There you are doing your show, and you put that in the background behind you on any one of your songs that themes out.
Right. Well, she said she's going to write a song about being in space.
There it is. Now the video.
I'm a space shot, baby. Up in the air. You know, something like that. Some hit song like that.
I'll have my AI ready for me. Yeah, I mean, you're on to something.
Did you like it? So Wendy's apparently felt the need to weigh in on this. Wendy's, the place with the square burgers. They're the ones, right? Square
burgers? Hamburger place across the street from my old house in
Irvine. Welcome to Wendy's. Can I take your order?
Wendy's. Yeah,
that's the one. Welcome to Wendy's. Can I take your order?
I heard that every night my entire teenage years.
Yep. Well, it was right there on the other side of the street.
Yes.
Yeah. And your window faced it. Welcome to Wendy's. Can I take your order? Did they make suggestions? Would you like to supersize that? I have no idea how much I dealt with that.
Jason Sisko got a job working at the Wendy's so he could yell into the mic while I was, Hassan!
Yo, Hassan!
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. What the? What did Wendy's have to say about the mission to space?
Wendy's said, I guess... something called Pop Crave. They have a Twitter account. They posted a picture of Katie and said that she'd returned from space. And Wendy's commented saying, can we send her back? And then, I mean.
It's just wrong.
Okay, that's just silly. They're having fun.
They want to be in a beef, get it? They want to be in a beef with someone.
They are. Where's the beef?
They are. So if you haven't, you know, every story I'm seeing about this has the whole, like, they're in a beef. Where's the beef? It's, you know, between Wendy's and Katy Perry. So then it doesn't end there. Kesha decides to get a lick in. She posts a picture of herself smiling and drinking from a Wendy's cup. I'd love to show it to you, but for some reason,
our thing isn't working anymore.
Why do you keep breaking everything?
We're not breaking it. We just don't know how to work it.
It was working yesterday.
It was working. It's always working except the day that you really need it. So Kesha looks adorable. She's sort of smiling as she's sucking on the straw, coming out of her Wendy's cup. Yes, Finn, your hand is up.
So is there beef?
It's a Dr. Luke thing. Well, that's what people are thinking.
Oh, because she worked with Dr. Luke on the new album and
Kesha famously has real beef with Dr. Luke.
Yeah, they were in a major lawsuit.
She did not caption it. So she didn't say anything. She let everyone draw their own conclusions.
But she saw that Wendy's was bad-mouthing Katy Perry and ran out and purchased from them.
It would be a pretty crazy coincidence if it wasn't some kind of commentary on that. You know, like, why did she suddenly have to stump for Wendy's? Maybe she just likes soft drinks so much and samples them from every fast food place she can find. So the obvious answer would be the collaboration with Dr. Luke on Katie's latest album. Let's see. They settled out of court in 2023, Kesha and Dr. Luke.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
On a related note, Gayle King, should we start with the Emily Ratajkowski?
I would start with Emily.
We're going to start with that. So I told you that she had been saying some stuff about she just didn't like the whole idea of this. So she's got a statement on why she opposed it. And then I guess we got a slap back from Gayle King.
But the truth is that having a man who has gained his power and become a part of the 1% purely through exploitation and greed, deciding to take his fiance and a few other famous women to space for space tourism is not progress. Instead, just speaks to the fact that we are absolutely living in an oligarchy where there is a very small group of people who are interested in going to space for the sake of getting a new lease on life, while the rest of the population are worried about paying rent or, you know, having dinner for their kids.
Think about how cheap it'll be to rent something on Mars. I mean, that'll be great for people. We'll need people working there. That's going to create jobs. Come on.
Please send me that video of what's his name to the stars. I forget his name.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. Greenfield.
Whatever it is. They sent me it. I cannot find it. It's him talking about we can't even control things on Earth. Mm. There won't be a way for us to control the things that we would need to survive on Mars.
Yeah, but there'll be resources and underground living. What could we ask for anything more?
Incredible. Absolutely is a guy people trust and says, there's a better chance that we'll figure out how to fix what we've done to this planet.
So you're telling me there's no chance
to go to Mars? Yes, that's okay. What he's saying. There's no Mars. No.
Yeah. Well, there probably is Mars, but will millions of people live on Mars?
Send me that video again. Whoever sent that, please. It's very short and it's very to the point.
For it.
Can you get
find
a link off of the
text?
Off
yeah.
the text machine?
Yeah, they can text it.
Okay. Someone will text it to you.
Okay.
I know, it's been really bothering you. Okay, so there's Emily Ratajkowski ranting and raving about...
It's not progress, guys.
It's not progress. It's rich people having fun! F those rich people, oligarchs!
Did someone try to sell it as progress?
I don't know. Maybe because it was like an all-woman, as though they were running the show, you know? As though they were like controlling it. They're like, all right, ready? I'm going to push the button. We're going to take off. Like, I don't know. It was a mission. I mean... space tourism.
All right. Well, who else?
Okay. So now Gail King has some words about this.
I say you should go to Blue Origin and see what they're doing. I was one of those people in the beginning too. Space. Why are we spending money on space when we have so much to do here? Space exploration is not an either or. It's a both and. And because you're doing something in space doesn't mean you're taking anything away from what's happening on Earth. And so once you educate yourself and you see that and what the team in Blue Origin is doing, what it takes to get that rocket up and get it down safely with the precision. They said the mission was flawless.
Right.
That's number one.
That's what I heard too.
Number two, I really resent that people are calling it a ride. We duplicated the trajectory of Alan Shepard's flight back in the day. No one called that a ride. A ride sounds frivolous. It sounds insignificant. This was a bona fide flight.
And she was sweating it when she, you know, that she was scared. They could have died. You know, they did take a chance.
The old holier than thou, educate yourself is fun. Yes,
right.
Everybody loves just that. Go to Blue
Read
Origin.
Up on it. Yeah. Read up on it. Although, I suppose if you're going to be in a public fight about it, do read up on it. I don't know.
I'm going to be polite when I call you stupid.
Mm. Read up on it.
Educate yourself.
Right.
Stupid, dummy head.
Dummy heads.
All right.
Anyways, a big beef.
We hear
fun.
You, Gail. Yeah,
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.